This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Famine is now very likely happening in Ethiopia's Tigray region amid reports that no aid trucks have been allowed in, the UN's top humanitarian official has warned. In a direct appeal to Addis Ababa to get those aid trucks moving, Martin Griffith told Reuters that a nearly three-month-long de facto blockade had restricted aid deliveries to 10% of what is needed. According to the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, the situation in Tigray remains dire, while the spillover of the conflict into neighbouring Amhara and Afar regions has made things worse. Some 5.2 million people now need help in the country's northern regions of Tigray, Amhara and Afar after heavy fighting erupted last November between central government troops and those loyal to the Tigray People's Liberation Front. For the people of the occupied Palestinian territory, 2020 was their worst year since the establishment of the National Authority in 1994, UN economists have said. A new report from trade and development body UNCTAD indicates that the Palestinian economy contracted by 11.5% last year, its second largest dip since 1994. Even before the onset of COVID-19 in early 2020, the Palestinian economy was in disarray amid creeping annexation over the last decade by Israel, said UNCTAD's Richard Kozel-Wright.
In UNCTAD, like the UN, we believe very much in the two-state solution to the Palestinian problem, but it's increasingly difficult to hold on to that belief in the face of the high level of indifference of the international community to taking that rhetoric seriously. You can't have a two-state solution with one state. And right at this moment in time, there is only one state.
The UNCTAD report noted that in April 2020, Israel announced plans to annex more parts of the Palestinian land in the West Bank, triggering a financial crisis. In April this year, deadly and destructive conflict erupted between Palestinians and Israelis after Israeli authorities threatened to evict Palestinian families from their homes in East Jerusalem. Recovery in 2021 and beyond hinges on actions that will be taken or not by the occupying power and the scale of donor support, UNCTAD said. A Yemeni humanitarian organisation that has supported tens of thousands of people caught up in the country's conflict has been awarded the prestigious 2021 UNHCR Nansen Refugee Award. The achievements of the Jil Albena Association for Humanitarian Development include the construction of 18,000 emergency shelters for internally displaced people and their host communities. It has also helped thousands make a living and restore basic human dignity. UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, said that Jil Albena had helped on all sides of Yemen's conflict, highlighting its motto, "By Yemenis, for Yemenis." Mr. Grandi said that the organisation exemplified local community action. Its staff and volunteers have stayed put, working quietly on the ground throughout the conflict in the face of the harshest adversity at a time when many others have left, he said. Every year, the UNHCR Nansen Refugee Award recognises a person or group that goes above and beyond the call of duty to help displaced or stateless people. Katie Dartford, UN News.